Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Paul M. Banks, owner and operator of thesportsbank.net, about his new book, No, I Can't Get You Free Tickets, Lessons Learned from a Life in the Sports Media Industry. Mr. Banks, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
And certainly excited to hear from you today. Being a sports fan for over 45 years, this certainly would be of interest personally to me. Now, first of all, how did you get started in the transition from being a regular contributor to the Chicago Tribune, NBC Chicago, and the Washington Times to publishing No, I Can't Get You Free Tickets? I like that.
Well, I realized that I had built up quite a resume from all the events I had covered and all the places I've been and all the people I met, and I felt it was time to kind of put together a common thread. And the book started as a series. Well, of course, like all books, it starts with an outline and an idea. And then I started to kind of collate my greatest hits and some of the most memorable moments. And then I found a theme and put it all together and then revised and updated and kind of, and made it all more into some of the greater themes of the book, which is just how much the industry has changed and how much media is going to change in the future.
It certainly has changed and is still changing. That is so true. Now, tell us, every chapter is a different story from your time as a sports media journalist. Which of these stories would you consider to be a highlight of your career?
Well, I would probably definitely go with the Jay Cutler don't care story, when he was approached by a fan and someone started to strike up a conversation with him and really get on his good side, and he just shut him down. It's like, don't care. Because that comes up certainly now with the reality show that his wife has, it comes up all the time. And I continue to get more page views out of from different links that come in from a lot of different sites. Even NFL.com has at one point leaked to it. And, you know, a lot of major sites, a lot of major sports writers know that story, and it all started here. So it's my greatest hit. And if I was playing a concert, I would have to play this song as the last one of my set, because when you're a musical artist, you go with your greatest hit last. And I mean, it's become a meme, it's become a GIF, it's become t-shirts, it's become the kind of thing that transcends sports, because, you know, you could just use that phrase in all kinds of different avenues in life. And plus, it just perfectly encapsulates Jay Cutler so well at the same time.
I like it. Good stuff there. Good share. Now, tell us also, were there any stories that you were hesitant to share with your readers? And if so, what convinced you to share those particular stories anyway?
I would probably say the one that I had the most apprehension about was the time that I encountered Darren Williams at the Illinois Athletics Hall of Fame Gala. And that's probably because, being a University of Illinois grad from a family with a lot of University of Illinois alumni, the younger generation coming up, I've got a couple nephews at the University of Illinois. I mean, Darren Williams is really the most successful professional athlete of the Illini revenue sports in the modern day. So to really kind of, you know, just rip the Band-Aid off and like see the scab, the wound, and see like who this guy really is and just how bad he was to me, I was kind of hesitant about that, because, you know, the university and the Illini mean a lot to like a lot of people who are close to me. But at the same time, you know what, that's life, that's reality. You know, we learn as kids there is no Santa Claus, there is no Easter Bunny. And I've found that, you know, including that story has not really shocked anyone. It's not really surprised anyone. And I guess I can kind of see that, because when I think back about Darren Williams' career, he had some altercations with his coaches and kind of ran him out of town. So I guess it kind of is expected what happened. And I have no regrets about including it now, that's for sure, although I was hesitant at the time.
Always interesting to look back in those situations and to see how it all panned out per your choice and decision there. Good stuff. Really good to hear all these details today. We're joined by Mr. Paul M. Banks, owner and operator of the sportsbank.net, about his new book, No, I Can't Get You Free Tickets, Lessons Learned from a Life in the Sports Media Industry, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Banks, you've been a part of the sports journalism industry for over a decade. What is one piece of advice you would give to those just entering into the industry?
I would say that you have to be prepared to deal with the reality that some people are probably going to read just the tweet or just the headline and not the story. So you have to adjust accordingly. And I would also say that along those lines, you have to find a way to get your message across and make sure it works in all mediums. I would say that you can't just be an online person. You can't just be a blogger. You can't just be a TV reporter. You can't just be a radio host. You can't just be a print person. You're going to have to find a way to convey your individual brand, and you're going to have to convey your stories that work across all mediums. And then you're going to have to find a way that you can communicate and have a presence across all different types of mediums. And I would say that's the best advice I could give anyone.
And certainly do appreciate that advice. And coming from you, that certainly is most appreciated for sure. As we conclude today, Mr. Banks, what is the biggest takeaway that you would say comes from the book, No, I Can't Get You Free Tickets?
I would say that sports is not all that it's cracked up to be at times. I'd say it's a book where you take a step back from it and you look at it from a much larger lens, kind of how it fits into society. And I would say that what you learn from doing that is that it's going to keep on changing. What we have today, where a lot of teams have their own employees who cover, quotes, air quotes, the teams, and how that slants everything and how it goes from there, how that changes access. I'd say the biggest takeaway is it's a book for people who want to look at sports as not just wearing the team colors and cheering, but it's the ultimate backstage pass. I guess that's the way I could put it, into the world of sports.
For any sports enthusiast or fan, this is certainly a must-read. Can't thank you enough for taking the time to introduce it to the audience. And if listeners wanted to get more information on the book or to be in touch with you, where's the best place? I assume it would be the sportsbank.net. Is that correct?
Definitely go to Amazon and just type in Paul M. Banks. No, I Can't Get You Free Tickets. You can get it in paperback or Kindle. Everything I post is on my Twitter feed, at Paul M. Banks. And then, of course, all the main highlights, all my media appearances, TV, radio, all that stuff is also posted on my homepage, thesportsbank.net.
Well, good enough. Again, it's been our pleasure to have had you. All the best, continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Paul M. Banks, owner and operator of thesportsbank.net, about his new book, No, I Can't Get You Free Tickets, Lessons Learned from a Life in the Sports Media Industry. And for all the details, once again, visit thesportsbank.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.